No doubt you've had the experience of feeling a bit down, and then someone's come along with a simple word of encouragement and in an instant lifted you up, changed your day, perhaps even your life. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. So let's just stop and imagine if today, tomorrow, you and I were that person in someone else's life. Because if we call ourselves Christians, if we believe in Jesus, then the Holy Spirit yearns to fill us to a flood tide of overflowing with His joy. And that's a flood tide that can bring life to many a parched, hurting heart around you. Now, we don't always feel like we have enough joy to share, let alone to overflow out of us. So here it is, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Encourage each other with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Music is such a wonderful gift from God, whether it's on the radio or through the many high-tech digital channels available these days. Those hymns and songs are so powerful. And God doesn't care how off-key your singing may sound to the human ear. He loves when you sing His praises. He loves when you make music in your heart. He loves when you give thanks to Him for everything in Christ's name. And at that point, you won't be able to help it. That flood tide of joy is going to burst forth from you as a powerful encouragement to those around you who so desperately need it. Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord. That's His word, fresh for you today. If you're not really feeling the joy, if you're not really experiencing the powerful presence of God in your life, then pray. Pray, because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.